So I was just watching soccer, nursing a pint, David, and you made work for us.
That's my job, isn't it?
That's great. I'm not complaining. Thank God that we have, thank God that the bar had internet, you know, and wireless. And I was able to do some work in this. What are you hearing about David Price? Because as I said in my little preamble there, in my lengthy preamble, David, I admit that I think the Cubs were kind of the easy team to link David Price to, weren't they?
They were, and I think he likes the situation here. Of course, his famous quote, I don't know, got to be 7-8 months ago, it would be really cool to win a World Series in Chicago. Because while you guys think you've had a drought, your last two were what, 92, 93?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the last for the Cubs was 1908. Haven't been to the World Series since 1945. So, you know, everybody says, yeah, we've had a drought. The Mets have had a drought since 86. Cubs have had a drought for 107 years going on 108 next year. So, a lot of people in baseball think the coolest thing you could do is win in Chicago. And I can promise you, Bob Costas was on with me one day, and I said, how big would it be if the Cubs won? And he said, other than the 80 Olympic hockey team that won the gold with all the kids, he said, and because of the political ramifications, the Cubs winning would be the second biggest story in 100 years in the United States. So, yes, it would be very cool. I think that's one of the reasons Theo Epstein's here, because if he wins in Chicago, he would have ended the curse of the Bambino and the Billy Goat curse. He'd be a lock to go to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. That all said, the Cubs don't have their new TV deal and won't until after the season ends in 2019. They're locked into Comcast Sportsnet, where I work, and they have an ownership stake in that station. But the huge money that the Dodgers have gotten and the Astros signed for, and all these different teams have this huge money coming in. The Cubs don't have that. They have a nice deal, but they're also paying to renovate their own stadium to the tune of over $500 million that they're paying for themselves. And when all of that finally gets done in 3 years, and then you add in the TV deal, they'll be able to take their payroll to $200 million. But right now it was at $114 this year. I think the Ricketts family is going to kick in an extra $25 or so. Well, you've got a lot of guys coming up on arbitration. Jake Arrieta, number one on that list. So there's a lot of money that's already going out the window. You'll get some back. You won't re-sign Dexter Fowler. He made 9.5. But that's a drop in the bucket compared to what they're going to have to spend to get two starting pitchers, which they desperately need. They would like to get, obviously, another center fielder if Fowler isn't back. So they've got some upgrades that they have to go through. They're lucky that Chris Bryant and Schwarber and Addison Russell are all on their, you know, rookie deals. And then you have Castro and Rizzo locked up for very small money because they took team-friendly deals for security. So that all said, let's assume that they can take on one huge contract and they backload some of it. Do you put all that money into David Price, who I think they might have a shot at, or do you say, let's go sign Jeff Samardzija, who pitched well for the Cubs, struggled with the White Sox, and maybe go get John Lackey on a 2 or 3 year deal, and then go get yourself a center fielder and feel like we're a better baseball team because we got three guys for the money we'd pay David Price. Add in the fact that I was told by a very good source that Price likes Toronto. He loved his time there and would like to return there. Yeah, if the Cubs walk up and go, here's $250 million and the Blue Jays are at $170, he's pitching in Wrigley. But I think the Blue Jays are going to spend more money than you guys have been led to believe because they have to get a number one starter. Well, what number one starter are you going to go get better than David Price?
Yeah, I mean, that would be, you know, the only thing here is, boy, I would have a real hard time seeing this ownership give out a 6 or 7 year contract to anybody. You know, I understand David Price liked it here, but the other thing that's at work here with David Price, and he would have to, you know, I mean, certainly he would know better than us what, you know, what he feels, what his internal feelings are about the situation. But I mean, this team is about a year away from having to take a real look at its soul. I mean, it's got to make a decision on Jose Bautista. It's got to make a decision on Edwin Encarnacion. I think there's probably a year window here. But if it doesn't work out this year, there's a real good chance that this team, it won't get stripped down, but there's a real good chance that this team in 2017 looks vastly different. No Edwin, no Jose, or maybe one of them at the very least. And I guess David Price would probably have to sign on with the assumption that there would be a 2 year period where he may not where he may not be pitching for a team that has a realistic shot of going to the playoffs. But you know,
I don't think he would do that. But I don't understand why, if you're owned by a company that's worth billions of dollars, you have built a team that, if you get David Price, you just re-signed Stroman, I believe. I mean, if you've got really good players like you've got, and you've got a wide-open window right now to try and win, why do you have to think at 17 that that team is going to look radically different? They've got the financial wherewithal, the radio or TV ratings that you guys got up there. You know, we think we get great ratings for Cubs baseball. We didn't have 13 million people watching our games, you know, throughout Canada. So I got to tell you, man, if I'm David Price and if I'm the Blue Jays management, that's a marriage that makes a lot of sense to me.
What do you think would have to happen for the Cubs to be players with David Price? You kind of put are we talking about a dollar limit, a term limit with the Cubs?
I don't think it's a term limit at all because, again, in 19, and probably they'll get the deal done before 19. We're going into 16, so it's
right.
Not that far away. And I wouldn't be shocked if 24 months from now the Cubs announce their new TV home within that period, that they're going in 2020 to be on XYZ station, whoever
right.
that might be. They might stay at Comcast Sportsnet. They might start their own thing, whatever it is. So they already have the flow of those dollars. So they can be players if they want to be players. The problem is they're paying for their renovations. They've got a lot of great young players that they're going to have to pay. Jake Arrieta is going to be a free agent after the 17 season. His pay is going to go. He made .363 this year to win the Cy Young. He's going to jump to at least 10. And if he has a really good year next year, he's a $20 million guy. All that has to be budgeted in. The Cubs are not the Los Angeles Dodgers, certainly not at this point in time without a TV deal. So add all of that together, and I don't think it makes sense for the Chicago Cubs, who already spent $155 on John Lester.
Right.
I don't think it makes sense for the Chicago Cubs, when they have to live within a budget, to go spend $210, $220, whatever it is, to get David Price, when they could theoretically go out and get John Lackey, very solid pitcher on a 3-year deal, 4 years on Samardzija,
mm-hmm.
go either trade for, pick a center fielder, Brett Gardner, sign Jason Hayward. You could put all those guys together and not have spent what you spent to get David Price, who I love. I think he's a phenomenal pitcher and an even better human being. But I just don't think they have the financial ability to be hamstrung by, you know, if you sign Jake Arrieta to an extension in the next 12 months, you're talking about between Price, Lester, and Arrieta, $500 million in three arms. That's just not a recipe to win with.
No, and as you point out as well, one of the things the Cubs have done very well is they've stockpiled prospects. I mean, they seem to have about 9 different shortstops available, or guys who are going to be moved to different positions, guys who can play shortstop.
Well, the funny thing is the best one they might have in their whole system is 18 years old and was the number one prospect in the Midwest League. He's a kid that they paid $2 million to at age 16 in the international signings a couple years ago. 2 years later, he's already moved past the Midwest League, finished the season at High A Myrtle Beach. Some people think 2 years from now, he can be in the big league. So is he the centerpiece of a trade?
Mm-hmm.
Is he up here in 2 years at age 20? His name's Gleyber Torres. So they are loaded with prospects, so they have the currency to go make any deal they want, whether that's Shelby Miller, Sonny Gray. Well, if you're the Cubs, and let's say you sign Jeff Samardzija, who desperately wants to be in Chicago. He wants to come back here. Did not like it with the White Sox. If he comes back to the Cubs, where he has a good relationship with Theo, Jed, Joe Maddon, and the pitching coach, Chris Bosio, is his guy, and then you go trade for Carlos Carrasco or Danny Salazar
mm-hmm.
or Sonny Gray or Shelby Miller, somebody like that, Julio Teheran, you've kept your costs down and you have a controllable guy as opposed to spending all your money on one guy.